One of our favorite guests of all time, they are joining us once again. Wow. Stacey Williams with the York County Library.
Hey, you like that intro? Good morning. Thank you for that.
Oh, we love it. All right. So a slew of events coming up in the next month at the library. We'll start with holiday closings.
Yes, we're going to be closing Wednesday, November 21st at 5 p.m. And then we'll remain closed Thursday, of course, Thanksgiving Day, throughout the weekend.
Okay, and open back again Monday.
Monday.
And that's typically what you guys do every year.
Yeah, and of course, you know, our book drop will be closed, so don't worry about fines during that time.
Okay, that's good to know. All right, the York County Library receives a Public Library Association grant.
Yes, we're excited about that. We received a grant from the Public Library Association to help raise awareness to York County patrons about affordable health insurance, and that there's still time to get covered if you're not covered or if you know someone in your family that's not covered. So you have until December 15th to enroll, and you can go on healthcare.gov.
Because if you miss that window, it's not a good thing.
Yeah, so if you want to stop by any of our local library branches, you can pick up information, frequently asked questions, anything that you need to know, tips, myths about health insurance, stop by our branch and we'll be happy to give you that information.
Great. Fantastic. Chance. All right, elves in the shelves.
Wait, in the shelves? Okay. A little spin on the word there.
This is our annual program with Christmasville, and we're excited about that. So we'll have musical performances, we'll have letters to Santa, we'll have face painting and more. So come by, drop by with your family. It's a family fun event.
Oh man, it sounds like fun.
The Rock Hill Teacher Cadets will be out there, they're great. They're so active on social media, and I always love to see what they're learning. And the best part of it is scheduled an appearance by the elf on the shelf himself.
Yes,
the elf.
So you'll have a chance to take pictures with your family.
So you can touch him.
Yeah, just be friendly about it.
So but you got to keep your distance a little bit.
There is that Christmas magic that we have to really think about.
That'll be Thursday, November 29th, of course, and that's kicking off Christmasville. And you can also sign up for our Winter Reading Challenge, which we'll also discuss.
Yeah, I was going to say that's kicking off December 17th, is that right?
Yes, December 17th, we are having our first Winter Reading Challenge. Our Summer Challenge did really well, so we're going to try something this year with the Winter Reading Challenge just to get families improving literacy among children and families. So registration begins November 29th for that, and the program for the Winter Reading Challenge will be December 17th through January 31st.
That's one thing about weather like we've had this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect reading weather.
Snuggle up, cozy up with a book.
Yes, perfect.
And you'll have a lot more family in town maybe if you're traveling or if they're coming to see you. And sometimes it's nice just to take a book and go in the other room.
Especially if you have a tablet or you get a new device for Christmas, you can check out OverDrive and RB Digital through the library. That's also free services we provide.
Nice. Now, Winter Reading Challenge again, sign up on Thursday, November 29th. It starts December 17th, and it goes to the end of January 31st. And then the annual Food for Fines program is back again.
Oh, yes. Good.
Amen to this.
I need to take like a whole big oversized grocery cart full of food. Is there a top of how much you can donate?
We've never really thought about that.
Hypothetically, if one owed like over $100 in a late fee for the library, could I bring $100 worth of food?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Just checking. I'm just saying, it's not me.
Sure.
I have a friend.
It's somebody else.
I'm asking on behalf of a friend.
Yes. And it runs from December 1st through the end of the month. And what do people need to do?
If you have overdue fines or late fees for any of your library materials you had checked out or forgot to turn in, bring in a canned good item. Each canned good item is worth a dollar credit, and it goes off of your account. Now, this isn't for damaged or lost materials.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Well, Stacey Williams again with the York County Library System. Thank you so much for our update. Have a great Thanksgiving, and always check them out. There's something always fun and active and just the place to be for a lot of activity for a lot of families.